she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. Happy Mother's Day to all our lovely mothers and the potential mothers as well. We are yet to take such role, but then, Charlie, we deserve it. And now, my boy,
yeah, it's not easy to be a mother.
It's not easy. So yeah. I have my co-host here, and my guest is also with us. My guest is in the person of Tiwa. She had been on the show before. Tiwa, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So, like, what are you doing for your mom today? I mean, are you giving any package? Is it just a call?
Oh, I don't know if you guys have realized this, but this Mother's Day hasn't been really hyped.
Yeah, it's true. It's
it hasn't been really hyped. Yeah. And I think it all boils down to the economy. See, can you?
Things are really hard.
Oh, I'm definitely doing something for my mother, but it is not as I wish that I could do anything because they say, see, can you help? The money now they'll send to you, and I know now they will be here more. But I'm definitely doing something for her. So, yeah.
Interesting. What about Abuna?
I'll just go there and call her.
That's
nice.
Oh, thank you for
everything. Yeah, sometimes
that
they just need you to call them.
Yeah.
They don't want
any
gift, I promise.
But I mean, I don't have money. The money that I used to buy something for her, I'm taking it from her.
So.
Just call, we just talk. My mom will be like, what's there, auntie? Have you called this woman?
Hey,
but it's a weirdness for me. I feel weird when I'm calling my auntie.
I don't feel because I know they're expecting me to call. Like, and if I don't call, I feel guilty like it's their birthday and I forgot to wish them. That kind of
thing. Yeah, I prefer chatting them or texting them or something.
But most calling of them, they like, you see, calling.
I'm not so used to that.
Okay, individual difference. So yesterday I was reading something from former president of America. And it says, there is no toughest job other than being a mother. I was like, no, why? Is he scaring us or what? Do you agree with what he said?
Of course, it's scary.
Why?
It's scary because like what he's saying is true. I know, right? I haven't given birth yet, but me, I'm a mother. People are going to wish me Mother's Day tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day. I've not raised anyone. Just that it's tough. I don't know. Look at our mothers. Our mothers, sometimes they are annoying, but they suffer. Let's use this as an example. When you come to school, what you have to eat, this thing I always say, you don't even know what you want to eat morning, afternoon. But she will make the decision for the house every blessed day. Sometimes you don't like it, but you have no option. And she has actually come up with it. This morning, we are all eating this. This afternoon, and you eat. Well,
and I see them to be the best managers.
She will use some small money to cook some food. Sometimes you wonder. And I don't know, they actually really suffer. I feel they take the whole house, whole burden of the home, it's upon them. And they are managers, like they are real-time managers. And
I saw this video, don't go there, it was so weird. The head of the baby was coming out from the mother's distance. Oh my god. The head was so big. I'm like, so all these boys with those big heads, where did they come from?
And that must work 24/7,
you know. And they were actually like turning the baby so that the head comes to where I was like, damn, is this what I'm going to go to?
You carry this baby for 9 months.
I think that's the toughest
thing. And your vagina will enlarge and they will sew it. They've not told you before. They will sew it. As I'm telling you.
Especially when your first birth. That was what I heard. You see the places.
Yeah. I feel our mothers should train us. Like about how they go through that pain. Because,
you know, African parents. They won't even sit down to talk about sex. Hey, you know, talk about that.
And now they don't know.
Oh, we know it.
And I think it's all about sacrificing, because sometimes they have to, like the sleepless nights, they have to sacrifice their money, resources, and a whole lot when you are not feeling well. Even if you are in school and they call you and you are not picking their calls,
they get worried.
We don't call you one, because I've called you so much, I am not picking.
Sometimes my mother will call Tua or Claudia when I'm not picking it. I have called them a son. What's wrong with them? It's like I am shishie. They start panicking. Is it when you give birth, there is this bond between you and the child? So no matter
just giving birth. If you raise a child and you really love the child, there's this connection.
Yeah,
I think it comes naturally. So whatever the person does or whatever the child does, like when your bonnet said they cry now, you still have this love for the kid.
You do something and they'll complain. Like you're coming to kill them. Like you've done something now, you come to remove their hats from
so
their
dramatic.
But sometimes I get them. I don't know. When I grew up, I think I still understanding them.
It's like
if they leave you with if you have little siblings and your parents leave you and your little siblings care, you start to feel your parents' pain. This girl to do something and she's not doing it.
Don't go here, baby. Beka seme unkone kono free ba.
And like usually some mothers are not like always lucky. Some people can give birth to like 5 children or have like just 2 or 1 of them being like obedient, and the other four be giving this man
trouble.
And to the extent that the kids can open their mouth to tell this woman that like when you know hostel or one or something,
those kind of disrespect,
and they have to endure it. Like some women will come out looking so strong, and you think everything is fine, but their own kids are despising them. Like I feel this whole mother job, we have to pay us.
One thing I love about mothers is like their prayers. My mom is
any
a very
small
prayerful
thing.
She's a very prayerful woman, so I believe in her prayers. When I know that I'm doing something, I'm like, oh, I have my mother's prayers beside me, so like I'm not scared. So like our mothers are doing so well for us. Like
it's not easy. They have these feelings or emotion. One day, was it last 2 weeks? I was there, and my mom called, and she was like, nah, I'm asking and say tadia the bear fear me. Then she started, they say, oh my day. She started, she was like, You don't know where you meet your future husband. You have to dress well so that you look attractive. And yeah, come on, look a crack. Please to check a crack, because so it's a way come as an no baby be one. You say they are men
car. When you get to the house, they want to scrutinize you, my mom.
Talking about Bridget's mom. I really like it so much. She's literally, she was my teacher. She was the reason she was the only reason I survived, I promise. Oh, and she's so dramatic. Hey,
this woman.
She's so dramatic.
Like little thing, she would talk about it.
And she's nice. In SHS, she'll come and look for me in my house. Tiwa, your auntie came to look for you.
And then everybody
will see you. Tiwa, your auntie
came to look for you.
Like she makes you feel so loved. Aww. And I don't know.
And do you know one thing? 21st century is like, I think motherhood is becoming so difficult because of a lot of women are now working, career women and all that. So imagine like being in marriage with children, you work from 8 a.m. to probably 7 p.m. or even 6.
You get home, you have to cook.
You have to cook, like other house responsibilities.
And they are able to do all that because of management. I mean, if you're able to plan well, you can do it.
They are doing so well because it's not easy. Coming from work, being so tired, you have to take care of the other things. Last week, one of my lecturers was like, like, okay, she get to the house around 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. She's a lecturer. 10 wow. p.m. Sometimes she has to prepare steam. She has to wash because during the day she's at work. She can't do it. So imagine if you are not so strong.
I can't even take care of myself. How can I take care of children and someone's
recently I got to know about this postpartum depression.
Oh my god.
That after women give birth, they go through depression. And it can even get to a point where they have to kill their babies because they get so depressed.
And you know some people lose their hair as a result of childbirth.
After giving birth, you get depressed. There is that period
what,
where you
what
get
are you depressed about?
Like postpartum depression.
You are depressed like with the pain that you went through. So some get scared of getting close to their baby because they are scared they might hurt the baby. Some get to the extent of saying they don't even want to get close to the baby, like as a mom pay a crown as him.
And sometimes when my sister gave birth, I was scared to hold the baby. I thought I was going to break the baby.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
sometimes
that's the answer
it's
also there.
Like, being with a newborn baby, you are going through like changes.
Especially
like,
if you don't have a support system, like your husband or someone is not there
even
for
your
you.
Mother is not there for you.
Exactly,
it's really difficult.
Do you have a special name for your mother? Like a special name?
Auntie Maggie. Everybody who knows me knows I'm actually closer to my dad. I call my father in Jamwa.
Yeah.
But Auntie Maggie. Auntie Maggie and I we vibe when we are in the house. Or when we leave the house, it's hello, hi, how are you? Like, we check up on ourselves.
Yeah,
but with my father, like, we are talking almost every day, that kind of thing. But my mother, we are really very cool.
Yeah,
like,
especially when
I grew up. I mean, when I was young, I was scared of my mother because she's principled.
Uh-huh.
Like, my mom is
training us.
My mom is principled, like, that kind of thing. So I was scared of her. But when I grew up, I think she actually let her guard down, and I also came down, and we established that bond. And now I can't tell her anything now.
Yeah. Oh, me, I just call her Mama.
My mommy's daughter.
Yeah, I call her Fiasco when we're about to gossip. Then there's a hot gossip. She calls me Era. What's your son, Mama? And you know that she's coming to give you some gossip. Oh, Charlie. They are the best.
Oh yeah, and my grandmother too. I wasn't really close to my grandma. She just, I think she came to live with us this year, and I got that bond with her, and she makes me feel so like, hey, like, I don't know. She had me true fear, be like, hey, na, I want to say, oh, me, who are you? My feel saying support. Like, she be saying those things. I was like, hey, oh, like, she actually, on did, like, me did ya, on peso be did, that kind of thing.
Wow.
We serve her breakfast every morning, like, 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to work, like, when I used to bake, I was so always like, working, I have to finish my orders before I eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't come and eat with her, this woman says she won't
eat.
Oh.
Wow.
So when they say she eats fufu every morning, almost 7 now, Mafia, I'm going to eat and I'll eat with her. That's why I won't even eat, but she just wants to see my hand in her food.
Aww.
Then she'll eat, like that kind of thing.
That's
like,
so
I really like that kind of thing, and I really wish I had it growing up, like she gets it. No, we're young, we're just scared of everybody. That kind of
that kind of thing.
And have you realized this thing? You see, when in marriage, when one partner dies, especially I don't know, I hardly see single dads. But then single mothers are common.
The way I cherish them.
Like, they are common. Yes. Hardly would you see a woman who has lost their husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a few months been a some years later, they will get married again.
Yeah,
but for dads, well, who are, I mean, I've seen some
after a year,
but then mothers are so strong and they will focus on their
children. Let me say this crazy thing. So I used to tell people that I want to be a single mother. Not that I want my husband to die. I want to divorce. But I just admire them, like their strength. You see a single mother with like 3 children, 2 kids. And the kids have grown up so beautifully. Recent, I think, was it 2 years or 3 years ago, this lady in our church, his husband got into this fatal accident and died. Like, like, answer a sorry power with that, that we all know, that we all love.
Yeah.
So, people really thought this woman was going to move on. I don't know, people still think she will marry, but I feel she wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you go and look at her and her kids right now, eh, like the way within just 3 years, how she has managed to, I don't know,
to bring
the
them
kids,
up.
Yes, like the kids have this kind of, I'm not saying emotional stability, but they are mature. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She has raised them to really a certain level. And well, when you see her, you respect her. I don't know who will go and marry. I'm not sure she's really
ready for that. And they do so well so that exactly. their kids don't leave that void.
Void, exactly. But they're so strong.
I know of a mother. I don't know if I should call her a single mother. Her husband actually got married to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst they were married, she wasn't aware.
Look at this.
And he has
a kid.
He has a kid now. The woman has been doing so well. She has been raising the kids so well. Like they don't
look so strong
exactly,
outside.
They don't miss their father. Their father is alive, but they don't really miss mm-hmm. them because
they see their father and their mother
exactly.
in one person.
And they tend, I don't know, some worry or mumba, no. They tend to give all the laugh to
with
their
such,
kids.
With such children, they are really close to their mom, especially
exactly.
the boys.
Yeah.
So you see that when they get married, cry, they are still mommy's boys.
Yeah. I know of boys who actually sleep with their mom, not as in sleep
yeah.
with their mom. Like,
yeah.
they
get
like
it,
when
get
they are
it.
Down,
they get to
they
love
to
their,
with
their mom.
I'm like, wow.
Yes, exactly.
It's not so easy. I'm a victim of that, and sometimes I look at my mom and I'll be like, hey, so how do you do this? Because
like,
it's not easy. I lost my dad when I was in classes. That was in 2012. And this woman had been working so hard to cater for our education, like anything that we need. Even if so, Ndidi Yekrana, that's who
she
Ndidi.
You should take care of Bridgerton, Kojo, come and take care of
Tiwa.
Like, imagine. Like, sometimes,
it's
like.
It's not so easy. It's not so easy.
You
so,
need strength to do this,
yeah,
and you need God.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why Mother's Day are being, like, it's been hyped.
Even
when it's Father's Day, you don't really hear about anything. Because when it comes to sacrifice, mothers, they sacrifice a lot. I'm not saying fathers don't do sacrifice.
They themselves, they know.
Mothers, dear. That's an idea. It's not easy. They are doing so, and God bless them.
Amen.
Like, what's your best moment with your... Do you recall any best moment with your mom? a lot.
Oh, there are lots. My mother and I, there are lots. But I don't know. Let me see. There are lots. I'm sure I have it in my head, but if, because you just asked the question,
I
become blank. Oh, but I don't know. There. Oh, okay. Let me just say this one. It was one of them when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, my mom's, like when I closed from school, my mom's workplace, our bus used to pass by my mom's workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But I could go to the house too. But there was this deal hole behind my mother's office. She told me that when I closed school, I should come to her place and she go and buy deal hole for me. Then I'll eat like, so every, I think it was something, every Friday after school, I don't go home straight.
Mm-hmm.
I was very young, like, as I was class 5, class 6, that time, I'll go to the office. There's this night, the deal was still there, she's been transferred, but like, sometimes we go to buy that deal. I don't know, anytime I see it, I remember my mother, because it's night, and I think that is how I got my love for TZ.
Aww.
But there's a lot, there's a lot.
Now, what about you?
I think it was in first year. When we went for a break, I had this ball at my back.
Oh, sorry.
It was a lot. I don't know. It was so strange, but I wasn't so scared about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to my mom's store, she was so scared. She said I was going to die. If it encompasses my waist, I'm going to die. So I wasn't so scared, but she got me so scared and all that. She stayed with me throughout the night because I couldn't sleep. I say, so she was with me throughout. I gave birth for like a week and she was the one cleaning my body and all that. Like, I was so happy, so emotional that she was there for me throughout that period. And whenever I see it, I have the scar at my back. I see it, I remember.
Like,
my
you never
mom.
Forget this.
I will never forget because it will never go.
I think my best moment was after SHS, something happened and I was crying. And my mom was like, hey, you are crying. Like, why are you crying? Because when you're saying the animal, then she started, like, come, I have to look at the brighter side of everything. You just right now compare yourself to your GHS mate. even USHS mates, how many of them have gotten the opportunity to be where you are right now? Then immediately, like, it's like, yes, you know, it started vanishing. I don't know. It's what you see, how these people can motivate you, encourage you to be strong. They are amazing.
Well, let me say this thing about my, there's one thing about my mom that I like. When it's your graduation, when it's your visiting, hey, this woman, she will do everything. She will.
Even if they don't have money
she will go and look for money. She wants you to look like you're my daughter, like I'm doing it for. And when she come and say, you see how I'm suffering for you? Like those things. But like when I see her doing all those things, like my graduation, she won't just do it for me. She's doing it for all my friends. Like, take this one to this person. Take this to this person. Like, she's doing it for all of you. She doesn't want anyone to feel left out. And she wants you to know that I'm your mother. Hey, I don't know.
And you know what's funny thing? When their daughters are getting married, you tell them, oh, mommy, penny packet to web you.
Like, if it was left to my father alone, so and can he even sit in the house and do, we will do Zoom
wedding.
You can't deceive them.
I told my sister that I won't allow my mother to do what she did at her wedding. It was a true album.
You know.
I'll give her a specific number, like just 20, only 20 people. Here, 1,500, you bring everybody. Because she wants people to know that,
it's the mother's job.
They have this way of making you feel proud of the little things you do. Like, oh yeah, did you tell me about the way my mom will call you? Hey, me bunny ni up night
to now. Even after school when you complete school,
hey, your results they will hide
you. They make you feel so proud. Like you are a superhero or something.
It's because they've been through a lot and the joy is seen as like excel, like they've succeeded in something.
Exactly. Seeing to me banning me, they make you feel so proud. Now, dear, kakaka. Oh my god.
So, like, God bless our mothers. They do a lot of things for us. Like, what do you say? What do you want to say? Your last words. Your mother is listening.
Oh, I just wish that she lives long so that when I grow and I get stable, I'll be able to give back to her what she has given to me, because she has done so well and I love her so much.
For me, God's blessing, good health. My mom should continue to stay strong because it hasn't been an easy journey. I love you so much. And all mothers.
Well, my mom is one hardworking lady. So, like, all I wish for her is good health and long life. Yeah. I promise. She's hardworking. She's on pension, but, like, she won't sit idle. She do everything, like everything to make money. Like she gets it to do something to. I don't know. So I just wish her long life, more money. And I want to be like my mother when I grow up. I want to be like, if my children won't like me, if I don't come and like me, I want to be like Auntie Maggie when I grow up.
So happy Mother's Day to the
potential mothers, the young ones.
Me too.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Okay, that's how we bring this episode to an end. Happy Mother's Day once again. Okay, until then, stay safe.
Bye.